All right. Welcome, everyone. I hope you still have some energy left because I have about 60 slides for 30 minutes. And
you're done.
Okay, I'm done. Awesome. I love the energy. Thank you so much for still being here at the end of FOSDEM. I was told to stand over here. We just heard that sometimes we need to make the decision to fork, fix, or forego. And how do we do this at scale? And I want to talk with you about that. One of the theses that I have, so this is the punchline, is that tracking open source project health is proactive risk management, where I look at the health of open source projects at the potential to continue developing quality software, and risk management to look for reasons why that might not be the case. And I think project health is a place we need to look, because what is happening inside of an open source community today will determine what the software looks like down the road, whether it's still maintained or not. And so I am Georg Link. I'm in this space. I've founded the Chaos Project. I've been around for some time and really want to help make open source across the board healthy and sustainable. Here is what I have in store for you across the next 60 slides. Being perplexed by open source in the software supply chain is where we will start. When we look at open source across the board, we know that about 10% of everything that gets published gets used. Only about 10% of everything that gets published is actually maintained. So there's a lot of noise in open source, and there are bad people who have found this to be very attractive attack vector, with more and more malicious packages being published and discovered. This is costing the industry $60 billion as of today, approximately. And any company that thinks, it's not me, well, 45% of companies are expected to have been hit by a software supply chain attack, according to Gartner. Well, what's the impact of that? From the SolarWinds example, we know it was about 11% of annual revenue to mitigate this software supply chain attack. So this is something that is bugging us. So now we're in the SBOM dev room. We can start to articulate what it is that we have to worry about. And I want to use a metaphor of software ages more like milk than wine. Why is this relevant? When we look at milk products or dairy products, we know exactly where that is being used. The industry has already established that we need to track the source. And now, with the CRA as the latest example of why we need to do this, we need to do our due diligence and actually check what it is that we have in our dependencies. So as an industry, there has been a move towards uncovering what are we actually using and documenting this. And with 70 to 95% of software containing open source, we really need to focus on the open source part. And we also need to look at the transitive dependencies, because if we don't, then we have things in our software that we don't know about. And so we have unknown risk there. So this is where the software bill of materials come in as our list, our inventory of open source software that we are relying on and other components. There was a really brief overview of why we are here talking about SBOMs and why I want to talk with you about project health. Now that we have SBOMs across the industry, and I know from talking to many companies that there's a lot of work in this space, we can do new things. We can do new kinds of analyses. I want to give you another metaphor. Think of driving a car. You're driving down the road, and the fuel gauge comes on. You know what to do. You pull over to the gas station. You fuel up. It's good to go. The engine light comes on. You go to a mechanic. You get it repaired. No problem. So long as you're using a modern car. Once they're 20 years old or so, you start going to the junkyard for replacement parts, and you have to look for a specialist. And when we transfer this to software, we have a similar situation where we can look at what we have today, scan for licenses, scan for vulnerability, security, and we can fix that. But when we don't pay attention to whether there is a community around maintaining the software, then we might run into that problem of having unmaintained, unreliable software. And so I am here to propose that we have these three pillars that we need for to be able to trust our software dependencies. And with licenses, we have license scanners. With security, we have software composition analysis. We have vulnerability databases. For Project Health, we have the community, the chaos community, to talk about how we should look at Project Health. But I don't really see a lot of uptake on that yet across the industry. I think that third pillar of Project Health is still overlooked in the open source strategy by many. And so this is where I want to think about how can we anticipate the risk by looking at Project Health, and how do we do this? Remember the beginning when I said I had a thesis that looking at project risk, Project Health is a way to proactively manage the risk? Well,